In today's gospel passage, we read that Jesus has returned to his hometown synagogue in Nazareth and is asked to read the words of the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. For well over 700 years before Christ, the Jews were intimately familiar with these verses because they predicted the coming of their Savior and Redeemer. After reading from the scroll, Jesus sat down. All the eyes of the synagogue were on him, anticipating what he might say. Then, to their great shock, he had said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." In these few words, Jesus revealed to the people of Nazareth and to the whole world that he is God's anointed one, the long-awaited Messiah. He also tells us exactly what his mission is, what he came to earth to accomplish. He came to bring good news to those who suffer, to give freedom to captives, to release the oppressed and to cure the blind. He came because of our sins. Who are the suffering and the imprisoned and the blind? All of us. Each one of us. Some people are literally physically suffering, physically imprisoned, or physically blind. But all of us are spiritually oppressed, imprisoned, and blind. We suffer disappointments, trials, and frustrations, no matter how hard we try to avoid them. We suffer the moral agony of seemingly incurable selfishness. We are captives of our own strong tendencies towards self-centeredness that don't seem to go away no matter how hard we try. Impatience, lust, greed, fear, dishonesty, laziness, they bind us like chains. Daily we are blinded by the sparkling allure of temptation that trips us up again and again. We think we are on the right path in life as long as enough people or the right people accept us. The world tells us that we will be happy if we have enough money, enough success, pleasure, or comfort. We are the suffering, the captives, the blind, and the oppressed. We are not experiencing life as God wants us to. And in our hearts, we know it. We know that we should be better, stronger, more patient, wiser, happier, kinder, more compassionate. We put up a good front. Underneath, we are spiritually suffering and imprisoned and blind. We need a Savior, and Jesus knows this. He comes to be our Savior. This was his original job description, and it hasn't changed. How does this salvation happen? It is a partnership. He has done his part and continues to do his part. We must do ours. Sometimes our relationship with God is seriously handicapped when we think he is going to do everything for us, or maybe even worse, that we can earn heaven by our own actions. Well, Jesus has done everything we need for our salvation, but we must say yes to him. He won't force us because he refuses to violate our free will. He doesn't want us to be his slaves, but rather his brothers and sisters. And no matter how hard we try, we can't save ourselves. most of us have tried. We need God's action, and He needs our cooperation. We have to accept His invitation and follow Him where He leads us, on the path to true Christian freedom and fulfillment. If we want to experience life as God meant it to be lived, we need to accept Him and His constant offer for salvation. But how do we accept His gift of salvation? By seeking and following His will in our lives. How do we find out God's will? Through the church, the mystical body of Christ. We find His will for our lives in the sacred scriptures, in tradition, in the teachings of the church, including the Ten Commandments, and the command to love our neighbors as ourselves, the catechism, the voice of a well-formed conscience, our brothers and sisters who are well-educated in the Lord. Christ, through the church, gives us the sacraments as a source of grace that we might be strengthened to do His will. The good news is that our Lord has established for us the church that continues even now, 2,000 years later, in order that we might be led to Christ. Mercy and forgiveness are available each and every day through the sacrament of reconciliation, a free, undeserved, unearned pouring out of His saving grace for our eternal salvation. Jesus has given each and every one of us His Spirit so that we might too share in His mission, the mission of His church. All who are baptized Christians have been filled with the same Spirit of Christ. Each and every one of us are called to share the good news. We can join Isaiah and Jesus and proclaim to the world, changing the words a little bit, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us, because He has anointed us to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent us to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Through our baptisms, we have been personally anointed to bring glad tidings to the world. We have been sent by our Lord and Savior to proclaim the gospel of forgiveness of sin. Let us pray that we might always have the humility to be led by the church and the strength and courage to use our God-given talents to share the good news with others for His honor and His glory. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us stand.